This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got?
You know what, Shirley? We got an issue with some of these babies at the school. Some of these babies is a little too heavy. Some of these kids, they just too heavy. So, as the bus driver, I'm just letting you know, we weigh in the babies before they get on the bus. We weigh in the babies before they get on the bus. Because they weighing these axles scale. Out. They just weighing them out. The baby's too big. They too big, Junior. The babies is too big.
Wait a minute. So, there's a scale at the bus for the baby.
And if your baby is too heavy, your baby got to walk to school. Okay?
What?
I'm just telling you. What?
Are you insane right now?
Hey, we got to do something about these big babies. Y'all ain't seen these big babies going to school. Y'all act like y'all don't see.
Wow.
So? The big babies.
Hold on. You go down there to that high school with your daughter down there. Your daughter, little bitty girl. You know there's some big babies down there. There's some big kids down there at that school.
So?
Am I right or wrong? They can't be on the bus with all that weight.
I can't stand you.
Okay, we weighing you at the bus stop. If you're too heavy, you got to walk or your mama or daddy got to take you to school. All right?
They're weighing you.
We weighing you. It's a scale. We got a scale. They're not getting on my bus. Let's go, cat dog. Baby, wait.
You're wrong.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Trina, please.
Yeah, this is Trina.
Hey, Trina, my name is Ernest Murphy down here at the bus barn with from the school district. Your son is Devin, am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, he's in the sixth grade, I think.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything is fine. I think he rides bus 90, bus 93. Does he ride bus 93? Are you familiar with the bus number?
Yeah, he does.
Okay. So now, the school board has implemented a new rule, and we're having to call a lot of parents and let them know about the new rule as far as the buses are concerned. Now, from my understanding, each child that gets on the bus has to weigh less than 125 pounds. That's what the new rule that is implemented by the school board.
Can you say that again? I feel like you just missed something.
Each child that gets on the bus has to weigh less than 125 pounds.
I don't understand. What does that mean?
So starting on Monday, what they're gonna do is the bus driver will have a scale and he will weigh the kids before they get on the bus. I understand, man, but like I say, I'm calling every parent
you're gonna weigh my child before he gets on the bus?
That's what the new rule is. If he's over 125, then he'll either have to walk or you'll have to take him to school.
I have a job, okay? I have a job. I'm not going to take my kid to school. That's what the bus is for. That's what my tax dollars pay for. What's the rationale behind this?
Okay, let me tell you what's going on. From what they're saying is that the weight of these children is wearing down these transmissions on this bus, on these buses. The transmission cannot take all of that. So they are limiting the weight of each child. So now how much does...
I think that's discrimination. I think that's discrimination.
But is your son over 125 pounds?
He is.
Okay,
then you
probably gonna have to take your son to school, or he gonna have to walk.
No,
he probably need to walk to school if he already 125 pounds.
That is so rude. What the actual are you talking about?
All I'm saying is if your son is overweight, 125. You know, maybe the exercise are doing good, but like I say, the school board is not going to allow him on the bus.
But, sir, I will not accept this. Who do I need to call? Is there a manager? Is there a city council member? I mean, this is seriously the most f***ed up discriminatory practice I've ever heard of. It doesn't even make sense. You're talking about a child.
I understand, but we're talking about a child that weighs more than a grown person.
What is your name, sir? Tell me your name again.
My name is Ernest. I'm down here at the bus bar.
I would like to speak with a supervisor, like now.
Okay.
You do not get to speak to about my child that way. You don't get to speak to any kid that way. You should not be working at a school if that is your attitude.
I don't work at the school. I work at the bus barn. I'm down here at the bus barn. And they gave me your number. Evidently, they right. Because you're saying he's over 125 pounds.
I am in absolute shock. This is so
okay.
I don't even know.
So do you have a fat child? Do you have a big child?
Listen, what my child looks like, how much he weighs, is none of your business. I'm going to call the school. They should be working with your company if this is the way that you treat people. And you talk about children this way? Like, what the f*** is the matter with you?
I guess what they're doing is mm-hmm. this is the way of them approaching obesity. You know, whoever over 125, let them walk. They might walk at all. Your son might.
Listen, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, okay? I have to work. My son is getting on that bus, and I'm going to call the school board and should not be working with you. Maybe another bus company, I don't know, but I'm calling the city. I will call whoever the I need to call, but you need to give me a supervisor's name right now. Right now.
Do you think you need to start cooking different so Devin don't have, maybe it starts at home with what you feed him.
Everybody you know, I am calling your supervisor, I'm calling the city, I'm calling the school. I am going to get you so fired. Like, I can't even believe that you're allowed to make this call. Like, are other parents okay with this?
I'm calling. When you're on your way to work in the morning, Trina, do you listen to the Steve Harvey Morning Show?
Oh, my God. Yes, I do.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. Yes.
Nephew Tommy.
Your cousin Vicky got me to prank phone call you, baby.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill her.
Yeah.
God. I mean, I was like, oh, my God. I love Steve Harvey. I love you. I was about to have a heart attack. Thank God.
You got to tell me this, baby. Trina, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey.
Come on, y'all better give me some prank and praise up in here. Baby, wait.
Big babies.
Big babies. Drop that weight, you can get on the bus. Drop that weight, you can get on the bus.
Girl, now okay. He's singing it. Too far.
Kids are off limits, and you know this.
Tune in tomorrow morning. Tommy got a special prank for y'all tomorrow morning, so make sure you tune in. Here are my days. Y'all ride with me. Here we go. April 4th through the 6th. We in Charlotte, North Carolina, the Comedy Zone, baby. Yeah. What, 5 shows? I think 3 of them already gone. The Nephew is coming to town. Tickets are on sale right now. April 13th, one night only. Oh, yeah. La Brea. La Brea, that's the Brea. Brea Improv. The Nephew is going to be there. Tickets on sale right now. One night only, right outside of Los Angeles, California. April the 19th, Florida Theater. I said Florida Theater, Duval. That's Easter weekend in Jacksonville, Florida. Might have some eggs, might not have some eggs. Wear your Easter suit. Might as well go and get 2 days out of it. Wear Saturday night, then wear Sunday. You'll know how you're going to look at church. That's April 19th. All right, right after that, what we got? We got Memorial Weekend, Louisville, Kentucky, May 23rd through the 25th. That is Memorial Weekend in Louisville, Kentucky. The Nephew is moving about the country.
Yeah.
Be ye ready tomorrow morning. New prank coming. Tommy wants y'all to hear
we
this.
We will be listening as usual.
Okay.
Love it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.